درود شریف بده. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام، ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اور سسٹرز آف دی مدرسہ اینڈ دوز لسننگ اوور ریسیورز، دس فینز آن سلو اسپیڈ، اف اٹس ہوم سلو اسپیڈ دی سیکنڈ لائن، وی ہیو بین ڈسکسنگ دا ورچوز آف مکہ مکرمہ، ورچوز آف کعبۃ اللہ شریف، دا تجلیات دیٹ ڈسینڈ آن دا کعبہ شریف، اینڈ سم ادر ایسپیکٹس related to Hajj. We are also discussing the beautiful poetry of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhu my Shaykh. We will continue from where we had left off. Meri qismat kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم، جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء، جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ اے انبیاء، میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. وی ہیو ڈسکس سم ایسپیکٹس آف دا ملتزم اینڈ دا طواف آف دا انبیاء علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام، دا طواف آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، دا طواف آف دا صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ عنہم اجمعین، the attaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to the multazam of his mubarak chest, and that this person who is now making tawaf, he is making tawaf on the same piece of ground on which Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tawaf, on which his companions made tawaf, on which the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam made tawaf, on which great mashayikh, great muhaddithin, mufassireen, great awliya-e kiram, they also made tawaf. What barakat, what rahmat, and what maghfirat the person can gain and achieve through this tawaf. Provided, of course, the person is committed, the earnings of his were halal, the person did not go there for name and fame, the person did not go there just so that he may gain from the material things of that place through business. The person went with the intention of Hajj or with the intention of Umrah, or whilst he was there, or if he is a resident of that place, then he had given his heart and soul when he was making tawaf. Because when a person resides there for a long period of time, then sometimes that azmat decreases in the heart of the person. Therefore, some of our awliya, they prefer that a person remains in his own hometown, his own country, and visits now and again Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Tayyibah. And while she is in his country, his heart is in Madina Tayyibah, his heart is in Makkah Mukarramah. That is better than being in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Tayyibah on a permanent basis with the heart being in South Africa or any part of the world from which he has come. Then it is better that he does not make the niyat of hijrat and go away. He can come, go, and make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala towards the latter part of his life bring him and settle him there permanently. That is better. Because many people, they will settle there, but their hearts are then no more there. Whereas a mu'min and a Muslim, his heart should be there. Our heart, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made it such that we can be sitting in South Africa, but our heart can be in another country. A person who has given his heart to some illicit beloved also, he is in his hometown, but his heart is somewhere else. He will say also, my heart is there. So if in the world of illicit beloveds, if that can be the condition, then what about in the case where there is true love, sincere love, and love in the right place, and that is for Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the person can be in his hometown, he can be far, far away, but his heart can be there. So that is better than being there and all the time the person's heart and mind and soul is in his country and in his family, in his business, in the buildings and properties that he owns in his country. All the time is just attached there. Therefore, Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayh, before the person says that, or before the person makes hijrat, is to ask him, have you cleared up all issues? Have you sorted everything out in your hometown or country? To make sure that then his heart is in Makkah Mukarramah or Madina Tayyibah. So, kaha meri qismat tawaf-e haram jis zami par chale the nabi ke qadam. That should be the desire of the person, that I walk on the same piece of ground on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked. That I attain Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's closeness and ma'rifat and yaqeen. And I learn from what Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Hajira, they did. And what lessons they taught us of tawakkul and yaqeen on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is what the person must go there for. For the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and nothing else. Therefore, the Zainul Abideen rahmatullah alayh, he used to become pale. Such as Imam Zainul Abideen, he used to become pale, turn yellow, when the time of Labbaik used to come, and used to shiver and quiver. And when he was questioned that why is this condition of yours, he says, I fear that I say Labbaik and it is rejected. And for us it's a big joke. We are making Hajj, we are making Umrah. Kaha meri qismat tawaf-e haram jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam, jis se chipke the kul seene-e anbiya, mere seene ko hasil hai wo multazam. معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمان تھے, معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمان تھے, وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم. Now we discussed a little bit of this too, that Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ caused the bubble to rise right in this where the Kaaba Sharif is, and from there the earth was then spread. So without any measuring instruments, there was no technology at that time. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, look at how He made Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, or Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, or all those who built the Kaabatullah Sharif. From the early days, first the angels, then Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, then others. Right in the center of the earth, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala caused the Kaabatullah Sharif to be built. Mu'jiza hai ke aalate paimane the, waste duniya mein hai Kaaba-e Muhtaram. Right in the center of the earth. Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ اے انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم معجزہ ہے کہ آلات پیمانہ تھے وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم. That's where we stopped last week. اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم. اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم. ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا تاکہ غش گرتے سب زائران حرم. شیخ اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہ میسیز. اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's greatness. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azmat. The king wants to have a huge palace. The king doesn't want to have one small building. Huge palace. Number of rooms, big, big lounges, big, big dining rooms. Look at the palaces that are being built. So that is the desire of a king, that he must have a huge palace. Why? Because this palace belongs to so and so. The other king will build one bigger than that. This palace belongs to so and so. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the king of all kings, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azmat demanded that there should be a huge house. Very, very huge. Now if Allah ta'ala, according to his azmat, had to have his house on earth built, of course, it doesn't mean he resides there, but for his tajalli and for the worship of an ibadat of his. If Allah Ta'ala had to instruct that because of his azmat and grandeur, the house also must be that size. All the haji sahibs and all the umrah makers and all the tawaf makers would have collapsed within the first tawaf. Within the first round of the tawaf, everybody would have been flat on the ground. As it is with such a small house, when it is 50 degrees heat, people collapse. So what would have happened if Allah Ta'ala had a house according to his shan, according to his azmat? So look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ihsan on his bandhas, that Allah Ta'ala does not want to make life difficult. That is the beauty of the deen of Islam, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not make life difficult. We make difficult for ourselves. The environment we create, who creates the environment? How many times I have mentioned this? We are the ones who create the environment. If a person is going to bed 2 o'clock in the morning after watching all the porn sites and all the filth on the television screen and all the other kinds of vices and evils he engages in, and then he says, I can't get up for Fajr Namaz, then who created that environment in his home? The same with all our other activities. If we live within our means, then is there a need to then go and borrow from the banks on interest? If a person is married and he controls his gaze, then is there a need after that to go to prostitute quarters? So we are the ones who create environment. Therefore, the Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah's beautiful saying I mentioned many times. He said, Mahol par padho la haul. If somebody says, mahol, mahol, my environment, they say, read la hawl on the environment. Zamana humko badal sake, ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana khud hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. What kind of a Muslim is there that his environment changed him? Mahol changed him. We are the ones who should be changing the mahol and the environment. We should be creating a new environment. The environment of deen, the environment where practice upon deen becomes easy. If all Muslims make it their duty and they say that our nikahs, our walimas, our engagements will be conducted according to Sharia, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings, if everyone, if all the Muslims make up their minds that that is what we are going to do, then will there be a need for all the expenses that we incur, hiring huge halls, hundreds of thousands now in decorations and cards and wedding formalities and everything else. And as a result, so many others also get caught up because families now. So if the family is invited, now the children will say, we also want new clothes, new shoes. The women folk will say, we must have three dresses, one for breakfast, one for lunch, one for supper. And then our shoe must match our dress, and the dress must match the curtain, and the curtain must match the ceiling. So the house has to be repainted for the occasion. So now all these things will not be needed if we say that we all are going to create a new environment. We are going to create a new environment if we make up our minds. If 100 families too, if they say that now in our families, whichever wedding, walima, nikah, whatever takes place, we are going to conduct it in this particular fashion and manner, then things will become simple and easy for everybody. Islam is beautiful, there's no difficulty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not want to create difficulty. So therefore, he says, Zamana humko badal sake, zamane mein dam nahi. Wherever the sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, when they change the environment. And it's a reality, it's not some kind of fairy tale or some kind of fantasy world that we are talking about, that it didn't exist, it's a story. There's no story, it's a reality. Up till now we see the remnants of that they change the languages of the people. The whole cultural lifestyle of the people were changed. Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they were the role models. They didn't roll behind the other models. That is the difference. They were role models. And we roll behind every model that we find. Some film actor, some film actress, somebody else. And then we roll behind them. And we say they are our role models. So the Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they change the environments. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to make things easy for us. Therefore, banwaya ghar apna yu mukhtasar, sahl hota ke sabko tawaf haram. So that it becomes easy for the people to make the tawaf of the haram, of the Kaabatullah Sharif, of the Baytullah Sharif. ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا کھا کے غش گرتے سب زائران حرم. Otherwise, within the first round of the tawaf, they would have had to have ambulances from home. So many people would have been collapsing if Allah Ta'ala, according to His shan, had to make the whole house, go order that His house be built according to that shan of His. اپنے کعبہ کا پھیرا کیا مختصر صاحبِ بیت کی ہے یہ شانِ کرم. اپنے کعبہ کا پھیرا کیا مختصر صاحبِ بیت کی ہے یہ شانِ کرم. That's the shanِ کرم. Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ's compassion, His mercy, His kindness upon the زائرانِ حرم, upon those who are going to make tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the tawafs simple. No matter how big the tawaf may be in the time of Hajj, but if the person goes at the right time, or he is not in a hurry, and he does not want to race and chase, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with His fazl and karam makes it easy for that person. And if for some reason he is mazur and he cannot really do it, then look at Allah Ta'ala shane karam again. That he said, now you can do it on a wheelchair too. And now they got electric chairs there too. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala would have said, it's my house, where are you making on wheelchair, ya tawaf? You must walk. If you can't walk, then crawl on the ground. The azmat of the Kaaba Sharif demands that you crawl on the ground and make tawaf. See, if Allah Ta'ala had done that, how difficult it would have become. But look at Allah Ta'ala shan. Do your tawaf. Walking. And if you can't, then you can do on a wheelchair. Or you can get somebody to carry you on the shoulder and go to if you want. Allah Ta'ala made things easy and simple. So that nobody gets deprived of that shan of rahmat. Or that maghfirat and rahmat which descends there. Otherwise people would have been deprived. Look at the Arafat. That it is farz, it's compulsory, it's a rukn of hajj that you must be in Arafat. Even though it is for 1 minute or 1 second too, but you must be present at Arafat for your hajj to be valid. Now that is something that's compulsory. But look at again the rules, how they are relaxed. That normally we say that our day begins. First the night comes and then the day. First the night and then the day. Now already we say now it is Wednesday eve, Wednesday night, Islamically. If it is Jummah, then Thursday night will be Jummah night. We call it Thursday night. So first comes the night, then comes the day. Now for Arafat, first comes the day, then comes the night. So if a person right from the morning of Arafat, or from the morning of 9th of Zilhijjah, then the whole day goes, and the whole night, till the next morning, any part of the time if that person is there on Arafat, I'm not discussing the detailed masail, then his hajj is valid. So if the person is fast asleep also and they take him through Arafat, his hajj is valid. If the person is unconscious also and they take him through Arafat, his hajj is valid. Now where can you find like that? That one side it is first compulsory and on the other side now the person is fast asleep and is taken through Arafat and his hajj is valid. The person was unconscious and put him in an ambulance and they drove him through Arafat, his hajj is valid. Put him in a helicopter and just flew past, his hajj is valid. Now what can be more simple? How loving Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. But he does not want that Haji Sahib to be deprived of the rahmat rains that pour in plains of Arafat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants that he must also be part of that. So whatever state, but he must be taken through there. Then there are other masail, of course, we're not discussing that. But at least the person must be taken through there. گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں ہے مگر دوستو پاسبان حرم ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبہ سے بھی دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم how beautiful. He says, go haram ke paharo pe sabza nahi. Hai magar dosto paasbaan-e haram. Varna haji darakhton mein baithe huye kamere mein liya karte baag-e haram. Although it is happening now too. But there was a time when there were no trees at all in Arafat and all these places. There was nothing, no trees there. And if you looked at the mountains also, nothing. There was no vegetation at all on those mountains. Absolutely dry. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shan and hikmat. Normally we say that the trees, they absorb the carbon dioxide during the day, and at night they give the carbon dioxide. During the day they absorb and they give oxygen, and at night they give off carbon dioxide. So therefore, there is a great need that there must be a large number of trees so that we have plenty of oxygen. Now 3 million people, 4 million people, and if there were absolutely no trees, now of course they planted some trees, but there were no trees. But we never heard that one Haji Sahab died because he ran short of oxygen whilst he was in Arafat or in Mina or Muzdalifa. No shortage of oxygen and no trees around. Even the mountains all dry. Because the more the plantation, the more the vegetation, the more the grass, the more the trees, the more the shrubs, and the more the flowers, and the more the fruits and everything that's coming up there. And very soon maybe rivers and lakes. So what is happening? The spirit is going. And now the Haji Sahiban are full of clicking here, there and everywhere. Cameras, 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 nothing else. Otherwise, what would they have been clicking? There's nothing there to click. If it had been like Switzerland's mountains or Kashmir's gardens, then the Haji Sahiban would have been putting up the umbrellas there and having picnic whole day there. But of course, things are changing now. But when he wrote this, it was those days when all these things were not there. So he said, but how true it is what he is saying, that is what the Haji Sahib would have been doing. Now whichever side you walk, it's nothing but cameras clicking, clicking. Roza Mubarak, Haram Sharif, Tawaf. Ladies are making Tawaf and the Haji Sahib is sitting there and clicking them away and videoing them away. Ha, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then if you have to ask them, they say, fatwa. We got fatwa, halal. Which fatwa can give us halal and permissible? Look at the number of video cameras that are operating there. And the Saudi government, they do lots of other things, but here they can't put their foot down. Can it be permissible for a Haji Sahib who's got his camera like there, a video camera, and the ladies are making tawaf there, and some are making sajda there, and some are making ruku there, and the Haji Sahib is clicking everybody away? Na'uzu billahi min zalik. Where is the noor and the spirit left of that kind of hajj? We have forgotten the etiquettes of hajj and the adab of hajj. The ruh and the soul of hajj has left our hearts. The ruh and soul of umrahs have left our hearts. Although even that is necessary, we must have to carry it out. The injunctions and commands, there must be their outward structure also. But with that outward structure, where is that ruh and the soul which will make it move? If you just have a body there, which is a very beautiful body, but no soul inside, then will the body move? You have a beautiful aeroplane, brand new, but no engine inside, will the plane move? So like that, in the Haji Sahib that is there now, he has to realize that he is somewhere else. He is not in a tourist world. He is not in some place that is a tourist attraction, that is there, he's got his video camera and up, round and round is going. From all sides and all angles, nothing but cameras are clicking, clicking. So where is the soul? I was just mentioning after Asr today in one informal majlis, that even the cell phone, it is a blessing, but at the same time, it is now becoming a curse for many, many people. Right in the Haram Sharif, near the Roza Mubarak, look at the music that plays on the cell phones. And then people like us, if we're not playing music or we don't have musical tones, then look at what the cell phone has done to our Hajj and our Umrahs, and to our Ziyarat of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That everybody wants to make phone calls from everywhere in the Haram Sharif. We must ask ourselves, why am I making this call from here? Why am I making this call from here? Most of the time it is nothing but just some kind of fame the person wants, or name the person wants, or some kind of credit that the person wants. That I'm here now at the Multazam, I'm now here, phoning from everywhere. Where will the person's heart then be in the tawaf? He's sitting there in the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And while sitting there, every little while, there's one call coming from South Africa, from Durban, one from Cape Town, one from Johannesburg, one from some business client, somebody from, or from his wife and from his child and from everybody else, or he is making for sitting there to everybody in the world. Where is the noor after that? Every little while, call from you. If there is a need, sometimes there is a need to inform somebody on the outside that we are here or there or something that is different. But all these other calls, what difference it is going to make in the person's life? If there is a message that somebody is born, some child is born, now if that message is delayed till after the namaz, when you come outside and then you take the message, the missed call or the message, will that make a difference in the child's life? If the child was born and you didn't take that message same time, somebody phoned, child born, and you took it after 1 hour, what difference it will make in the child's life? And if somebody passed away, what difference will it make? Can you make it for the janazah salat? Or if engagement took place, somebody got proposed, or somebody's nikah is going to take place. Now all those kind of messages, or many other messages which are absolutely useless, all being taken in the Haram Sharif. So where will the spirit remain of that Hajj, or that Umrah, or that Ziyarat? Therefore switch it off and sit there in the Haram Sharif and make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, make zikrullah, make ibadat. Read Durood Sharif. When the person is making kalam, reading the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then at that time there must be least distraction. Now here the person is reading kalamullah, is reading Quran Sharif, and every little while call for you. Oont re oont teri konsi kal sidi. Camel o camel, which part of your body is straight? But with all our weaknesses, still we say that we must remember what Ghalib said, which I have discussed so many times. That Ghalib said, "Tum kis muh se Kaaba jaoge? Ghalib, sharm tumko magar nahi aati." Oh Ghalib, with what face are you going to go to the Kaaba Sharif? Don't you feel ashamed? Don't you know what your eyes have seen? Don't you know what your ears have heard? What your tongues have spoken? Don't you know where your feet have walked, what your minds have thought? I'm just giving explanation. They say, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. Many, many times we have seen in newspapers how the person covers his face because there's going to be a court case. He's arrested. So he covers his face, he's ashamed. They say, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. So Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that if we have to accept what Ghalib says, so then nobody will be able to go to the Kaaba Sharif. So with all our weaknesses, we must have great hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. We must not lose hope and say that now our earnings too, we don't know is 100% halal or not. And then also so many other sins we have committed, so now how can we go to the Kaaba Sharif? So that way nobody will go for Hajj also. Now look at the Awliya-i-Kiram, how they make things easy for us again. Their whole concern is that somehow we must get connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we must become worthy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy. We must not lose hope in His mercy. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. So they give us hope also, not that only put fear into our hearts and leave us there. The fear must not be so much that the person becomes paralyzed and he doesn't want to do anything after that. He says, so much of fear now, it's that I'm not worthy of anything, I will never go to Jannah, that's why now carry on. So there mustn't be that much fear also. And there mustn't be so much hope also that the person says, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, so therefore now what does it matter whether I make namaz or don't make? Whether I steal or commit adultery or fornication or speak lies or do whatever it is, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. That is also not right. There must be a balance. So he says, I have changed it. मैं इसी मुंह से काबा जाऊंगा, शर्म को खाक में मिलाऊंगा। I will go with the same face of mine to the Kaaba Sharif. I will not say that I am ashamed, so how can I go now? I will go. But what will I go and do? That is the whole point. I won't go there and play around with my cell phone in the Haram Sharif. Or keep on taking photographs here, there, everywhere. Or keep touring. Or make my namaz slapdash and out. Now that I've got the golden opportunity, I've left everything behind. So what will I do? Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. Ro ro ke unko manaunga, bigdi apni yun banaunga. I will cry. I will shed tears at the Kaaba Sharif. I will shed tears at the Multazam. I will shed tears under the Mizab-e-Rahmat. I will shed tears behind the Muqam Ibrahim. I will shed tears on Safa and Marwa. I will cry in Mina and Arafat and Muzdalifa. That's what I will do. Ro ro ke unko manaunga, bigdi apni yun banaunga. And I will say to my Allah that I have come with the baggage. My sins are like the mountains, very, very heavy on my shoulders. I am drowning in the ocean of sins. But my Allah, you have called me here, and every place here is for dua. I seek forgiveness. I ask you for your rahmat and for your mercy. As I mentioned in that Shab-e-Barat or Laylatul Qadr, it was that one poet very beautifully put it. He says, O Allah, the burden of sins is so weighty and heavy on my shoulders that I cannot even walk to my grave. Therefore, I am carried upon the shoulders of the people. Burdened with my sins, I don't have the strength to walk. Sins are so heavy, heavy on my shoulders. And my beloved Allah, I am so ashamed to show you my face with which I am traveling to my grave, that I have come with my face covered in my kafan. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا ربنا my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most merciful, most kind, most generous, most tolerant Allah. How kind you are, how loving you are, how generous you are, how forgiving you are. We are extremely sinful servants of yours. We are walking on the earth with baggage of sins, my beloved Allah. Mountains of sins. We are drowning in the ocean of sins. But who is there to throw a lifeline to us, my Allah, besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi she nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Bless us with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust in you. Those who are going for hajj or have already left for hajj, Ya Allah, remove all obstacles from their path. Make their hajj maqbool, mabroor. Bless them with the spirit of hajj, my beloved Allah. Accept the tawaf, ziyarat, ibadat, duas. Overlook their shortcomings, weaknesses and faults. Overlook our weaknesses, shortcomings and faults. Ya Rabbi Kareem, don't seize us on account of our weaknesses. We have no other door, my Allah. My beloved Allah. We have no other door. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda tere dar par tera banda va ummeede karam aaya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, tests and trials that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of mankind around the globe, and especially the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires and aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of each and every individual. With your fazl and kindness, remove the pain and suffering. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes, wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties with plentiful of halal rizq. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Watub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات رحمتی کا یا ارحم الراحمین.